I come before the Lord before I say anything. Dearest Lord, I thank you so much for this opportunity to share your word, Lord, to share what you've done in my heart. Lord, I just really want to glorify you by what I have to say. And Lord, I pray that these words wouldn't be my words, but that they would be your words in me. Lord, I pray that what you have me say tonight would affect, Lord, your saints, Lord, and that it would minister to someone. And I just ask, dear God, that you would really help me to speak these things, Lord, according to your will. And Lord, that you would just watch over my mouth. And I thank you. Amen. Well, to make a long story short, the Lord has been doing a real work in my heart in changing a lot of my perspectives, goals, and values. And that's not really what I wanted to stand up and tell you about, because my life, though interesting as it is to me, what's more interesting is what Christ is doing and who he is and what he wants to be doing in his people. And that's really what I want to talk about right now. And you may be able to understand a little bit what the Lord is teaching me as I share with you what I believe he wants my fellow peers to hear, as well as those that are younger than me and even those that are older than me. And that is just about what Jesus who Jesus is and what he really desires in our lives, what God desires for us. And I know that in some cases I'm really be preaching to the choir, as it were. This word really is for me in a lot of ways, but I hope that you're edified by what I have to share. In Luke 12, I'd like just to read a large portion of this chapter and then just kind of go from there. In Luke 12, we'll start in, let's say, verse 6. It says, after Jesus warning them to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, and also telling them to not fear them that can kill the body, but rather fear him who, after the body is dead, can cast the soul into hell. It says, are not five sparrows sold for 2 farthings, and not one of them is forgotten before God? But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, ye are more value than many sparrows. And I say unto you, whosoever shall confess me before men, him shall the Son of Man also confess before the angels of God. But he that denieth me before men shall be denied before the angels of God. And whosoever shall speak a word against the Son of Man, it shall be forgiven him. But unto him that blasphemeth against the Holy Ghost, it shall not be forgiven. And when they bring you unto the synagogues and unto the magistrates and powers, take no thought for how or what thing ye shall say, for the Holy Ghost shall teach you in the same hour what ye ought to say. And one of the company that said unto him, Master, speak to my brother, that he may divide the inheritance with me. And he said unto him, Man, who made me a judge or a divider over you? And he said unto them, Take heed and beware of covetousness, for man's life consisteth not in the abundance of things which he possesses. And he spake a parable unto them, saying, The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentifully. And he thought within himself, saying, What shall I do, because I have no room where to bestow my fruits? And he said, This will I do. I will pull down my barns, and will build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and my goods. And I will say to my soul, Soul, thou hast much good laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, Thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure up for himself, and is not rich toward God. And he said unto his disciples, Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat, neither for the body, what ye shall put on. For the life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have their storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls? And which of you, with taking thought, can add to his stature 1 cubit? If ye then be not able to do that thing which is least, why take ye thought for the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow, and they toil not. They spin not, and yet I say unto you that Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. If then God so clothe the grass which is today in the field, and tomorrow is cast into the oven, how much more will he that clothe you, O ye of little faith? And seek not what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, neither be ye of a doubtful mind. For For all these things doth the nations of the world seek after, and your Father knoweth that you have need of these things. But rather seek ye the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell that you have, give alms, provide yourselves bags which wax not old, treasure in heavens that faileth not, where no thief approacheth, neither moth corrupteth. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let your loins be girded about, and your lights burning. And ye yourselves, like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, and when he cometh and knocketh, that they may open unto him immediately. And when I read these words, the Lord really quickened them to my heart. And I didn't really know quite what the Lord was speaking to me, other than that these words, they really struck me as to say, where is my heart? Just as that verse says, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. And I had spent just a little bit of what my background is and how the Lord was speaking these verses to me was that I had really been struggling with, well, what most young men struggle with. How am I going to make my way in this world? How am I going to provide for the future family I more than likely will have? How will I establish myself as a man? And these are things that concern me, and I want to do those things in a way that pleases the Lord. But I also want to make sure that I am not so minded on those things that I forget who Christ is and what He is doing in me. And I confess before you now that for the last 2 years I had really been more earthly minded than what I should have been. And the Lord has really been drawing me. And that is why I read these scriptures to you. It says, for the life is more than meat and the body is more than raiment. And even before that, where it says, but even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are more value than many sparrows. And these scriptures to me speak deeply in the sense that they remind me of where I've come from, that as many of you know, though it wasn't in a sense a great trial, it was a trial losing my hair, but yet I had comfort in that the Lord even knew the hairs of my head, even as I lost them, yet the Lord knew them, and He regrew them for me, and I may lose them again. Praise the Lord. He knows what I'm going through, and He desires me to serve Him. And what I wanted to share with you all is that we as young people ought not to be so caught up with the cares of this life and worrying about what will I do for a job, how will I make money. These things are good and we should pay attention to them and do those things which the Lord has put before us. But if they consume us, then who are we? What are we? We are no better than just the nations who seek after these things. But the scripture says, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And that is what I want to share tonight, is the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. And that we ought to be seeking the Lord and seeking to fulfill those things. Forgive me if I'm not putting this together clearly, but the Lord is working in my heart. And as I said, this may be more for me than for you, but I hope that some may be edified. In Luke 21, it says, as Christ speaks, He says, and then these things begin to come to pass. Then look up and lift your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. And He spake to them a parable. Behold, the fig tree and all trees. This is verse 29 in Luke 21. When they now shoot forth, and ye see and know your own selves that summer is now nigh at hand. So likewise, ye, when ye see these things come to pass, know that the kingdom of God is at hand. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till they be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall not pass away, but my words, or heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. And take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with suffering and drunkenness and cares of this life, and so that the day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. And I don't know, maybe I'm the only one, but I know that as I walk through this life, that the cares of this life can sometimes really become overwhelming in a sense. And I get really distracted with the day-to-day, the daily grind, what I'm doing next. But I really desire that we would not be so caught up with the cares of this life, but that we would rather be seeking the Lord and seeking what He'd have us to do. Just as we heard this morning about how in Morocco the Lord is doing a work. And I guess what I'm really trying to tell you all is that how can we, as believers, with such a great promise as we have been promised that the Lord desires us to give us the kingdom. He desires us to be used of Him. How can we, as believers, sit idle by and just go day by day by day and not be excited about who Jesus Christ is and what He is doing? How can we not be willing to step out in faith and do that work which He desires us to do? Whether that be to be a faithful mother or a faithful father, whether that be to be a son, or whether that be to preach the word in a foreign country. But I tell you now that we serve a living God. And how can we be quiet when we have this life in us? And that's what I want to share about, is that I had been taken up with the pursuits of this life. I went to college. I even graduated college. But yet, I tell you that that isn't what this life is about. It doesn't matter that I graduated with a good grade. It doesn't matter that I did well, that I impressed my professors, that I somehow became so ecumenical that I could preach the gospel in a writing paper and yet somebody could walk away unaffected by it. How is that good? We need to be stirring up those who are lost and preaching the gospel to them. When we were traveling up here, the Lord basically dropped an opportunity in my lap. And I didn't take that opportunity as I should have. A man came up to us, and I was cooling down the radiator on my car because it was overheating, and I was just, caught up in the cares of this life. I'm trying to get this car all the way here without it breaking on me. And he basically says, "I can tell you're different." He's talking to Jenny Keelan and my sister Mary. He's like, "I can tell you're different." He's like, "I can tell you have some kind of spirituality or religion." He's like, "I know the Jehovah Witnesses come up here." And he's like, "So who are you?" And we start to tell him who we are. And as I speak to him, I found myself not preaching the hard-line gospel of Christ, which isn't that I would condemn him, but that I would say, "You need Jesus Christ." Not rather, "Oh yeah, we're Christians, we love Jesus, He's the truth, but yeah, have a good day." No. Do you know Jesus? He came, the Lord dropped this opportunity in our laps. How many times do you get an opportunity like that where a man says, "Tell me who you are"? I mean, seriously. And so today we even went out and we preached the gospel on the streets and in Spokane, and the Lord was gracious, He gave us opportunity, He gave us word, but you know what? Someone beat us to the punch. There were about 20 other young people down there preaching the gospel. And you know what? We need to be more active preaching the gospel of Christ in our day-to-day lives, and we need to be making an effort to go out and preach the gospel. And just as we heard this morning, it says, "What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world but loses his own soul?" And I will let that verse speak for itself. What shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world? Whether he gains a prestigious title, a big, fat, happy family. What will it profit him if he loses his own soul? What will it profit him if he sits in luxury and does not share the gospel of Jesus Christ? Now I'm speaking for the scripture, but God bless you.